where we are. So we don't know where we are. And in relation to the Midas Adin, in relation to and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, we're out of law. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Oyel, but yes, it's still possible to have Yechumen. But this whole quandary, this whole our inability to know or to have any sense, that we really, the Torah really wanted us to have a sense. Because all the brachas were really Venasati Gishmechem Bintam, Isilachem Daishas Botzir, Venasati Sholem, Daftan Asavechem, Refnikem Chamisha Meyah. So all those things, it wasn't just that those things gave us the brachas that came with those things. More than that, it meant that we had a sense of where we that's the greatest brach. The greatest brach is a person knows where he stands. But now we don't know. And we don't know is very bad. That's why you see that. You see today also that people can't tolerate that. After the Holocaust, so once the Medina became established, so immediately everybody said, this is the beginning of the Gula. After, they have to have a sense of feeling that they know where they stand. But that sense is really against the idea of kinis. And kinis means until the Gula, we don't know where we stand. And to delude ourselves that we do is really against the whole idea of Tisha B'Av. And we shouldn't have Tisha B'Av anymore. Let's say the idea of Tisha B'Av is that we don't know. Oye Hashem ka'oyev bila yisrael. And we don't know anymore, and that's perhaps the worst call. The state of mind where we don't know. We don't know. It's a din, it's a rachman. We don't know what we're in for. We have no way of knowing. And that is something which is the very troubling to us, very troubling to a human being, very troubling to Klal Yisrael. People want to feel that they do know. That desire to feel they do know has a long history. And a sad history, long history. It started off with the Bnei Ephraim that they wanted to believe the Gula, and the Gula was happening. And it continues throughout. And you have it in Tanakh as well. With the Hanani ben Ozo. And when he said that in 2 years the Nebuchadnezzar is going to fall. And he was trying to tell Klal Yisrael that don't worry, we're going to be successful. And the Navi said, don't listen to him. Don't listen to his false, the false Navi that are giving you hope. That hope is false. And the Navi said, Yirmiyahu said, go to places where you're exiled, and then you're spoiled by Shalom Ha'ir, because if the Ir has Shalom, you'll have Shalom, and plant gardens there, and raise families, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem you. But don't be fooled by the ones that are telling you that the Golus is not going to last, because the Golus is going to last 70 years, and that's it. Don't let anybody really close up. Okay, now that's really one of the things in the Kinnis. The Nevi'im that the false Nevi'im. That the the false up. So, but the reason why, what?
Yeshua.
Yeah. Yeshua was a mistake. He was really excited. That was a mistake. But the false Nevi'im were the ones that the, like in Yirmiyahu, we can't trust it. We gotta get a Yirmiyahu here. Where's that movie? Where's that? Where? In the V.I.F.?
In the V.I.F.?
In the Berach Tanu Tanu Shav Chazos. That's right. Because the Viyaya Chitu Asach, the Ramos, the Nevorsam, there are some parts of it. That's right.
But what are
it? It's in the Viyaya Chito, or apparently in Yemiel, it's Kof Chas. Yemiel Kof Chas. That was the false thing that said that They tried to build up the morale of the people. They tried to build the morale of the people. They say, so people think that morale building is always good. And that's generally a very popular type of a chorus. So if you go against that, you're in big trouble. So Yemiyahu really was, that's why he had a lot of trouble, because he almost killed him, because he suffered tremendously because of that. He fell into a pit, and he almost died, and all because they said that he's a morale breaker, breaking morale with people. But the nevuah was that there should be no need for the city to burn and be destroyed. They should give it up. They should surrender. But they refused to do it. So the Nevi'eh, that's what he's saying by the Nevi'eh Shekel. So, but then we had Nevi'eh Amos. And now we have Nevi'eh Amos. So at least somebody can have Amos. But today we don't have that. So the whole, that's what the Paitim is saying. That the most difficult thing, as you see, that's a difficult thing even when you have Nevi'eh Amos. People cannot. That everything is fine with regard to how the Bar Olam views it. So that's a very powerful meaning. So they distort the reality, and because they distort the reality, they were destroyed. But what the Python is saying is that is the most difficult thing. But that is really what Tisha B'Av is. That's really what the Golos is. Golos and the Chodim means that until the time of the Ulah, we don't know. We don't know. And if we think we know, we're deluding ourselves. Because when the Gula will come, then we'll know. But before that time, you're simply following patterns of people who want or can't tolerate the not knowing. That's a very, very hard thing to do. Tolerate the fact that you don't know. How do we stand in the eyes of the Bar Olam? How do we stand? Is the Midas Adin? Is the Midas Rachim? What is it? We don't know. We don't know. It's very scary. Very scary. We have to recognize that, because the Geula comes about through being Misabel on Yerushalayim. Being Misabel on Yerushalayim means being Misabel with the correct ideas. And the correct idea is a recognition of the fact that we don't know. And that itself is part of our kinnis. And the kinnis is the way back. The kinnis is the derech back. That really is the way towards the goal. That's the beginning of the first step in the goal. Okay, like we explained before. We went through it many times before. So to delude yourself is really a lack in being misabel on the Chorban. It's a lack of recognition of what the Chorban is. That's why the kinnis are important. Because the kinnis really lay out the ideas of the Chorban. We have to live by and we have to accept. It's very painful. Very painful to accept it. But if you don't accept it, it's worse. If you don't accept it, then you get lost in fantasy and illusion. Fantasy and illusion is complete destruction.
Yeah, the Midrash on Ha'ai Sofya Olam says that's the reason he is emotional to the Melech who gives the queen a get and then takes it away. So she wants to get supported. He said, I gave you a get. She wants to marry somebody else. He says, where's your get? So he says, so it's the same thing with God and Kaiser. That they ask for Nisim and he says, I gave you a sacred Jesus. But when they want to go to another Avozar, when they go to Avozar, another Uma, he says, where's your get? I didn't give you a get.
In between.
To say, yeah.
Stay in limbo.
You don't know where you're standing.
Very good. Is Rashi about that?
It's
in Medrash Rabbah. Yes. Say it again. The Medrash says what?
Yeah, Kalmana. That means Kalmana means that it's like Kalmana, but not Amana.
Kalmana.
Yeah.
Because Amana is finished.
Here they're not totally gone because God says, I didn't give you a get. But when they want something from God and they want the Nisim, God says, I gave you a get, right?
That's a hard thing to tolerate. It's a hard state of resistance, hard state of mind. person wants to know, wants to have a certain sense of security. But that's good for that, really is. I mean, that's why I think the Python is saying, well, because all the brachas give the person that, and Saka Gishmachem Beta. So that gives the person the security. He has the Ashgacha. But we don't have that security anymore. That's part of the club. What? Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's that for?
You still have to ask them.
What?
I mean, even the door you're in, and there are still issues like Israel and things like that require.
Like what?
Israel has to do and state of Israel.
Yeah, you have to act.
You have to act without any ability.
insofar as you can. I mean, it's true. I mean, that you always have to do. But it doesn't mean that there aren't problems that we don't have solutions for.
So anyone who says they know, though, doesn't know.
That's correct. Anyone who says they know, doesn't know. Yeah.
No,
it's just
not
That's correct. That always was a problem. The impossibility for man, that's always a problem, the impossibility for man to say that he doesn't know what his fate was. But that's the bracha. You shot them lost the vetah. That's the bracha. If you don't have that, then you don't have it. That's it. Yeah. That's part of the recognition of Horton, yes.
If the bracha is give us some sort of knowledge that we're karov l'makom, so shouldn't the calls give us knowledge that we're rachav l'makom? Why is it we don't know? We should know that we're far. We should have a knowledge of where we stand and things that we're far from that.
That's correct. You're right about that. Yeah, but at the same time, you're right about that. I'm not disagreeing. That's the chodim. That is the chodim. But the only thing is, you don't know. All he's saying is that you don't know on the gula a little bit. That's true also. You don't know. The gula could come. The gula could come suddenly. And come quickly. That's what he's saying. And that's it. But that itself is. It still leaves you in a state of mind of dilemma, which is really, for a person that's a shallow person, so, he just looks for hope and hangs on to it. A person that's a chacham, that itself is a painful type of realization. It's a painful state. Because he's a chacham, he can't find his hope.
It's a possibility that
But it tells you that it helps the person insofar as the fact that he doesn't, but it doesn't help him insofar as any security. Okay. I'm gonna have to discuss the issue at 1 o'clock, huh? Okay, I'll be on the back now. In the meantime, keep going.
Ben, you want this off?
Yeah, you're a good show.